Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. All kinds of things coming up on the show today. Next hour, we're going to lighten things up a little bit. When Todd Alba and I were on the road last month, we stopped in Eau Claire, and John Ellingson, who is one of the co-founders of the Eau Claire Coob League, stopped by because I had never heard of the sport of Coob before, and their big national championship is this weekend.
Yeah. Isn't it like the number one Coob championship?
It's huge.
Yeah.
There's like 122 teams.
Wow.
I know. So John's going to join us at 11:06 to talk about the big championship that's going on in Eau Claire over the weekend. The big Up North Fair is happening too.
Yeah.
It's in that same area, right?
Yes, it is. In Chippewa Falls. And I learned this today because Pat Kreitler was talking about it. He said the Northwood State Fair. And I go, well, you mean the county fair? In my head, I didn't say it out loud. There are three state fairs in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that. West Dallas, you aren't the only game in town, baby.
John Ellingson from the Eau Claire Coob League joining us at 11:06. As she does every Wednesday, Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement will be here at 11:33. And as always, if you ever have a health-related question that you would like to ask the doctor, you can always email that to janesays@civicmedia.us, janesays at civicmedia.us. A reminder as well, the RNC starts next week in downtown Milwaukee. We will have special broadcast coverage every night of the RNC, July 15th through the 18th. That comes your way from 7 to 8 p.m. You can always stay up to date with all of our coverage of the RNC. Just go to civicmedia.us/RNC. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will be down there. He's kind of our inside point person. Mm-hmm. And Todd Alba also broadcasting his show from down there from noon to 2 p.m. all next week. Trigby Olson, senior advisor for the Lincoln Project, is going to be there with him as well. We are going to be downtown.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be right in the middle of everything. We're going to be at Spaces Milwaukee, which is about a mile north, quarter mile north of Fiserv Forum. We're kind of outside of the security zone, so it'll make it a little bit easier to navigate.
It'll be a beautiful view.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So that is coming up next week, and we have some special guests slated for that as well. Hope you can join us. Wanted to start off, though, with let's be cool. Let's be voters. Calvin, come on. I need you to buy into. I need you to buy in on this. I need you and all of your friends, our resident young people. Let's be voters, baby. It's what all the cool kids are doing.
Well, I can say that I don't want to say this too confidently because I don't want to be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I've voted in every election since I was legally able to.
Seriously? Private primaries too?
That's why I didn't want to be too sure.
That's
I don't
all right.
think I've
That's
voted
all right.
in all of the primaries, but I definitely voted in every April and November election.
That's fantastic.
Kelvin Butenhoff says he's voted in every single election, but he can't remember primaries.
What about your friends?
I don't know. We don't really talk about it too much. I know most of my friends vote in the presidential elections. Yeah. I'm not sure how engaged they are outside of that.
This is your opportunity, sweet Kelby, to start talking to your friends and telling them why they need to vote, especially the August 13th primary.
I was going to do the bass music again, so you'd be like,
oh,
cool.
So it's cool. So we have the cool vibe, but voting is cool. Let's be voters. It's what we do. Get involved in the process. We should have Justin Timberlake do a, I don't know, some kind of...
Did you just try to
talk
pick,
about,
like...
Let's talk about voting, baby. Let's talk about casting ballots, you and me. No?
Calvin, you want to go get some lunch? She knows how to work the boards. It's fine.
It's really important
and
that we be engaged in our electoral process.
Yes.
There are people all over the world who are envious of our right to vote. And we still have a shocking number of people who never cast a ballot.
And I'm not going to put this as an assignment upon Calvin to do, but I think there's maybe never been a better time to talk to your friends if you are younger about it. The presidential election, always sexy.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl type event.
Yep.
lots of advertising, lots of information coming at you.
You can't get away from it if you tried.
If you drive down 94 right now.
Is it just all billboards?
It's billboards versus billboards. Like.
Oh, Dems, Republicans.
On the same one, too.
Oh.
It's craziness. Like, I stand with Joe. And then the one with Trump saying, Milwaukee's a wonderful city. I have many friends here. Because that's how humans talk. But August 13th, the second Tuesday of the month, it's not a sexy election.
It's not a sexy election. And these two constitutional ballots may very likely be the only thing on some of your ballots.
Yeah. You're probably going to have some primary voting to do. And a lot of those, Joe Biden's going to be the only one. And what I didn't know is that Eric Hovde is not the only one on the ballot for the Republican. Yeah, it's true. There are three names.
Who are the other two? Have you heard of these people?
No, we have never spoken about them at all. But it's very funny because I was looking, it's got all these names for the people that are running, or it's for, basically non-contested races. But yeah, on the Eric Hovde, Charles E. Barman, and Rajani Ravidran.
Wow.
Yeah. But you'll see those, and I'm not saying don't worry about them, but this is where I think we need to engage younger people as well, because they don't see these maybe as critical. They don't even know what's going on. And I'm not trying to denigrate young people. I think now is the time to be talking to them, saying, hey, if you are registered, this will take you 2 minutes.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Yep.
Myvote.wi.gov. If you have nieces or nephews or grandchildren, mm-hmm. or I don't know, you're right, Greg. We need to start talking about this, and we're going to continue talking about this, yeah. because it is turnout is going to be critically, critically important.
Oh, absolutely.
It always is.
And you can go to myvote.wi.gov and you can check your sample ballot. You can check your polling place. And I don't know if it was you who brought this up yesterday or someone else who said, because of these kinds of primaries in August, sometimes they'll combine polling places because it's such a low turnout. So go there, find out your polling place, call your municipal clerk. That information's on there as well. And confirm if you have any questions at all, see if you are registered. That's important as well. And I wanted to state this because I went on today to get some absentee ballots. I couldn't get the absentee ballot for the primary because it's past the due date of registration. So that was the 27th of June. You can try to get your general election for November, but you'll have to either absentee in person vote early or just go on the day.
And we're going to keep harping about these two constitutional amendments that are on the August 13th primary ballot that will essentially take more power of the purse away from the governor and give it to the Republican-led legislature, where they can just sit on money in emergency situations, mm-hmm. because they know better what to do with money than you do.
I guess they just don't like clean drinking water, because whenever I hear this, I just think of PFAS.
Yeah.
There's $125 million allocated, they're sitting, doing nothing. And they're like, nah, they can drink dirty water.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. And the other reason why we're going to continue talking about the importance of voting and getting out and voting and being a voter, because there's still so much confusion on the other side. I cannot stop laughing about the cross-purpose messaging the groups, from Republicans on voting early and same-day voting.
Yeah.
So they still can't decide. They know that the Democrats have been beating them with early voting turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, we can't just let that happen.
Yeah.
But they've been screaming about nothing is safe. Nothing is secure. Drop boxes. Even mail-in. No, it's got to be same day. Otherwise, it's all cheating. It's cheating, mm-hmm. cheating. And that's not true.
No.
Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley and co-chair Lara Trump, they were in Waukesha at a rally on Monday, saying Republican voters should make use of all voting options currently at their disposal, including absentee ballots. Waukesha County Chairman Paul Farrow says if you can vote early, vote early. But that is in very stark contrast to the official party platform advanced by the RNC on Monday, which lists 20 promises that Republicans would accomplish very quickly. Included on the list, a vow to secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter ID, paper ballots,
yeah,
and proof of citizenship. That's in the platform now of the RNC. But vote early. Go ahead. Go.
Which, by the way, also let's discuss what we discussed yesterday. That platform for the RNC was done in secret with little to no input from the delegates who have to get nominated, run, win, and then pay their way to the convention, which costs thousands of dollars. They were shut out of the process of their own party.
These people are engaged.
They're engaged and they're upset.
Yeah, we heard from Gail, a delegate from Utah yesterday, who was very unhappy that they didn't do any breakout sessions, which is normally apparently what happens at these conventions as they're putting together their platform. They were essentially handed the packet. Take a look at that. She said before they even really had a chance to read it, they called a vote on it.
Yeah.
Which is just how democracy is supposed to work.
Exactly. Exactly. Just let it happen to you.
There you go. No, we're not going to let it happen to us. We're going to be voters. Voting is cool. We'll work on some music. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm, she just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says, Jane
Morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are looking for some snappy new summer wear, where could I go, Greg Bach?
You can go to civicmedia.us, click that merch sign or shop sign.
Shop sign.
Shop sign. Thank you. Sorry. The shop sign. And find out what we have in store for you with our wares, like t-shirts and a hat. I believe we have new stuff coming. I'm not positive. I may be making that up just to create banter.
So entice people.
Entice people. Like, what do you want to see in our merch store that's affordable, cool, hip? Like maybe a shirt that says, I'm a civic media listener. I'm a voter. Be a voter. Something like that.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, hey, submit your suggestions for merch. I would love to hear what ideas you guys have.
Yeah, there we go.
855-752-4842. You can always email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We have the news coming up at 10:33. When we get back from the news, we're going to talk about the RNC coming to Milwaukee next week. We will be down there. Civic Media will certainly have a big presence down there. This is historic.
Yeah. I'll be very interested to see the post-mortem on it, like the city after the fact.
Well, and I feel badly for the businesses because we've been hearing now, too, that this has not, at least so far, turned out to be the economic boom that it was promised for a lot of the restaurants and hotels and venues and things like that.
Comedy clubs,
set too. So that will be interesting to see. Right now, though, this kind of got skipped over a little bit yesterday because there seems like such a news avalanche on a daily basis.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness, yes.
It's kind of hard to decide what to hit, and sometimes we do miss things. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez announced on Monday she will file impeachment articles against at least one justice on the Supreme Court in wake of their decision to give almost complete, not complete, but pretty close, immunity to the former president as he faces felony charges for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. I don't personally think this will go anywhere.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, they're not in control of the House. They have a razor-thin... The House, the GOP has a razor-thin majority, but even still, I don't think they're going to be able to convince enough Democrats to get on board for this to make a difference.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Senator Ron Wyden wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking him to appoint special counsel to investigate potential ethics and tax law violations, specifically by Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
And his benefactors. I think that's the wrong term. Benefactors? I would say purchasers.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be more accurate? Benefactors, come on.
He is the king of, oh, I forgot to put that down.
Oh, did I take a $300,000 luxury motorhome? Yeah. Slip my mind.
Oopsie doodles.
Yeah. The letter outlines several potential issues that the council could look at, including if Clarence Thomas violated federal ethics and tax laws by, yes, whoopsie, failing to disclose $267,000 in foreign debt from a loan that he used to buy this luxury motor coach, along many, many, many different instances of pretty generous gifts that Clarence Thomas did not previously disclose, including sports tickets, tuition for family members, home renovations, and more.
Home for his mother.
Yeah. Home for his mother. It's astonishing to me.
Jane, this is all gratuity now. This is all gratuity.
That's right. It's not a bribe.
These are tips. These are, hey, buddy, thank you.
Thanks for doing that thing for me.
Yeah. Before. That thing before.
That I asked you to do.
Now it's after. You did a great job.
Here's a tip.
Here's an RV.
Yeah, well done.
Yep.
Again, I highly doubt anything will happen with this.
No.
It seems like kind of an empty gesture. It would be nice to see, and I think most of us agree with this, no matter what side of the political aisle that you're on, that our Supremes should have to follow some code of ethics that isn't enforced by them.
I respectfully disagree with you on the fact that I don't think everyone thinks that.
Really?
Oh yeah. I think there are plenty of people out there who think that the three most, well, no, I guess five most offensive people on
six.
Yes. Well, I'd say all nine. Don't make me happy, but the six that they don't like are like, oh, they can do whatever they want. They're Supreme Court justices and they're fine. I don't think this is like when we talk about fair maps and wanting a fair chance. I think when it comes to the Supreme Court, there's so much tied into personal politics, whether it be abortion access or, you know, your president being declared a king. I don't think everyone's on board with that. I think there are some people out there like, yeah, let them do what they want. Let them run rampant. That's fine. They know what's good for America. That's the Constitution. And they sound like idiots, but it doesn't matter.
Well, and as we've talked off the air, remember activist judges?
Yes.
Years and years and years, heard of activist judges not enforcing the Constitution and just kind of using their own determinations on whether or not something is constitutional or not. Yeah, these guys aren't activists at all.
No, not
at all.
No, they definitely didn't walk into a confirmation hearing saying one thing and then do the other thing when they got sworn in.
Yeah, the complete opposite.
Like, seriously, like 10 years ago, you couldn't sling a rock without hitting a member of the GOP saying, activist judges. Now they're all activists. And the Supreme Court has just emboldened them by repealing the Chevron doctrine, allowing judges to be the experts, not deferring, not going to the scientists, not going to the educators, not going to anyone else who has expertise in those fields. They are now the arbiters of what is right and wrong in these situations as far as like the research. So, yeah. Tell me more about your activist judges.
And there's some interesting things about Neil Gorsuch that I've seen in the course of looking at these decisions and giving these judges now the power to, like you said, make determinations about scientific things.
Yeah.
Gorsuch couldn't didn't understand the difference between nitrous oxide and nitrous. It's if the other name escapes me.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between those two. One is apparently poison, which seems bad, and the other is not. And he confused them, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about here.
Calvin said something on the chat here. He said the term legislating from the bench, too. They used to say that all the time.
Oh, as yeah.
Well. These activist judges legislating from the bench. Okay. Tell me more now in 2024, the year of our Lord.
Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. We've only got about a minute and a half left. Bill, what did you want to say?
As long as you're talking about the Supremes, it would not be impossible. In fact, it'd be probably pretty easy to have a national referendum on the Supremes. And it would go like this, that our country is built on checks and balances, not on dictators. So that being said, the Supreme Court has to be balanced. And if it's not, well, then we, the people, have to do something about it. And all we have to do, and I know I'm making it simple, but it really isn't that hard, a national referendum declaring we're going to get the court balanced either through the citizenship or through the president.
Thank you so much, Bill. We're coming right up against the news here. Thank you very, very much for calling. Like I said, news is next. When we return, RNC coming to town. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Until that feeling leaves, what you're doing is resisting temptation. Till the devil's got a place. It's not mathematical, but it's practical, practical. If you want to be free, then you need some accountability.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You are invited to join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at 11:06 next hour, lightening things up a little bit. John Ellingson, who is one of the three co-founders of the Eau Claire Coupe League, is going to be joining us. They have their big national championship in Eau Claire underway
right now,
and we're gonna find
very Paul Harvey of you.
Well, I'm trying to. It's really interesting.
I like it.
It's really, really interesting. I had never heard of Coupe until Todd Alba and I went on the road last month, and we were in Eau Claire, and it's a hot spot. That is the place to be, man.
Yeah.
So John Ellingson will be here to talk about the Coupe National Championships. There are 122 teams.
That's fantastic.
And I told them, I said, we could probably just talk team names for 20 minutes.
Yeah. You know, I'd be down for that.
Right?
The
flux capacitors.
We're Cubular. Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I mean, Greg, you're a natural.
Thank you.
You were a natural. Before we went to the news, we were talking about Clarence Thomas potentially being held accountable for, I don't know, taking bribes. Whoops. And we did have a couple of texts that I wanted to get to that came in while we were in the news. Steve from Milwaukee says, yeah, because the RNC came out with their platform. Their platform is absolutely pathetic. It includes a dome over the entire U.S., a Muslim ban, mass deportations, attacking schools, and just for starters, it's white Christian nationalism in a nutshell. Everybody should watch Bad Faith on Amazon. We talked about this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon Prime. You can rent it for 99 cents. There's a long game involved here.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as getting a specific type of Christianity into power and into the White House and into the governance of this country.
And this is not being hidden either. Josh Hawley, in front of groups of people, said, we're talking about white national, we're talking about Christian nationalism. Then, okay.
I'm all for it.
They're not veiling it. They're not hiding it under the blanket. This is coming out straight in your face, and either you like it or you. And Kevin, what's his face from the Heritage
Roberts Club,
said this is going to be the second American Revolution, a bloodless one, if the left just accepts it.
Yeah, just take it.
They're talking in violence and theocracy. That's what they're speaking in terms of.
I really encourage you to watch Bad Faith. It's on Amazon Prime. It's worth the watch and explains a lot about where we are today, especially with this whole push for Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
Paul Weyrich, who was behind the Council for National Policy, which works hand in glove with the Heritage Foundation,
yeah,
which is full of former Trump administration officials who wrote Project 2025. So as much as he wants to tell you he knows nothing about it, that is a complete, an absolute lie. And now I believe the Heritage Foundation is sponsoring the RNC in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, and guess who else hasn't heard about it? Third District Congressman Derek Van Orten.
Oh.
And I'm going to repeat what we've been saying for the past few days. Just because you don't hear about it and just because you don't know about it doesn't change the fact that it exists and affects you. So don't act like we're running out of control here. Don't act like we're going overboard and being hyperbolic. We are not. This is scary.
It's online. You can read it for yourself. It's a hefty read.
Yeah.
It's 952 pages.
How long did you try? You said,
I tried for two and a half hours.
I feel like you should have gotten some overtime pay for that, or at least a sweater.
It's just written in a way that is very cumbersome.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you kind of have to ingest it. But if you look for some shorter breakdowns of it, and we're going to keep talking about this. On Monday, we're going to have a special guest from National Security Leaders for America. Greg Treverton is going to be joining us on Monday at 11:33 to talk about what a second Trump term would mean.
Yeah.
And not just for our global standing and NATO, but what it's going to mean for everyday Americans, especially if this Project 2025 goes into action. And they're going to do this in the first 180 days. It will happen so quickly, my friends. You're going to be stunned.
And it will affect you
forever,
even if you voted for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another question we had, Dave from New Berlin. Speaking of sleazebags, what's going on with Bob Menendez? We did mention that yesterday, in case you missed it, Dave. And Gold Bar Bob Menendez, former Democrat from New Jersey, closing arguments are wrapping up in his high-profile corruption trial. 70-year-old Menendez pleading not guilty to charges that he accepted bribes, including a whole bunch of gold bars with serial numbers on them and $460,000 in cash, because that's just a family tradition.
Yeah.
Is keeping a little cash on hand if you need, I don't know, an RV.
Jane, at that price, two of them.
Two.
Why buy one when you get two for twice the price?
Right.
I mean, Jane, I grew up, I don't know how you were raised by your parents, but I was raised to always keep at least $100,000 in various forms of currency in the house.
Shoebox.
Nickels, dimes, quarters, gold bar, gold bullion, bearer bonds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what an American does, Jane. And I don't understand why you can't get on board with the American way of home banking. They're trying to debank us, Jane.
Oh, that's right.
I home bank.
You home bank. If convicted, the 70-year-old facing decades in prison, possible expulsion from the Democratic Party. I would sure hope so.
Didn't he leave?
He's running. He's going to run again as an independent.
Yeah.
Assuming he's not going to be in jail. So his lawyers began closing arguments yesterday. They are set to finish today before jurors are sent off to reach a verdict. So once the verdict comes in on old Gold Bar Bob Menendez, we will absolutely let you know.
Maybe, you know, senators too can just be, you know, immune.
It's not a bribe.
I mean, just
it's a tip.
It's immunity. How about it's just immunity? Because he did this while being a senator. So it's official. So let's give
it was an official act.
Let's just give him immunity.
It was an official act that he was working for the Egyptian government.
Could you imagine being Bob Menendez right now and your jacket is just weighed down with gold bars in it and you're so toxic that the Democrats want you to step down, but the Republicans are like, no, thank you. We don't come to our party.
we don't want you.
You can hang out with Bernie. Okay. Because that's the only other senator I can think of who's an independent is Bernie Sanders.
RNC starting next week in downtown Milwaukee, the Republican National Committee, the Milwaukee Protest Group. It's not actually a Milwaukee group. I believe it's a national group.
I believe so, too.
That is going to wants to have a protest march. Mm-hmm. They have announced they will have a new route that complies now with the Secret Service's security perimeter. Okay. I am glad to hear this. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Well, I
really don't want anyone to get hurt.
I don't want anyone to get hurt either, but and I shouldn't say but. I mean, and Pat brought this up on his show this morning. the right, the GOP, the media, I even think to a certain point, like all media, not just the right-leaning media, are looking for any reason to frame Milwaukee in a bad light.
Absolutely. After
the comments from the former president about what he thinks, even though there's a billboard saying, I have many friends here,
okay, which
no human says, they're looking for any reason. And I'm afraid that the protesters, as Pat said, if there is trouble, it's no longer about your message. It's about you, and it's about the fact that you tried to cause problems, yes, quote unquote, in, yes, their eyes.
Yes.
And so I just want them to protest safely. I want them to protest with their heart and their minds, and I want them to do it in a way that gets them recognition for their cause rather than just being there.
I agree with you. I think there will be a lot of celebration if there's an opportunity to make Milwaukee look bad.
Yeah.
Which is tragic,
yep,
but I just think it's realistic. Wisconsin's delegation has 41 Republican National Committee delegates. Among them, former Governor Tommy Thompson, former Governor Scott Walker, State GOP Party Chair Brian Schimming, former State GOP Chair Paul Farrow, and former gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels.
Oh, is he back in the state?
He's back.
Oh,
that's so nice. He came to stop by.
You think that California landowner Eric Hovde and he will come together in a we don't live here handshake, but I feel like they would hang out. They'd be a good time together.
They could probably be good friends. They have, yeah, so much in common.
They have so much property out of state in common.
They can compare mansions.
Exactly.
You know, how many rooms do you have? We will be down at the RNC. Terry Bell, our news director, is going to be down there all next week with coverage from the inside. Mm-hmm. And then Todd Alba broadcasting his show from noon to 2 p.m., at the Panther Arena, which is where Media Row is going to be set up.
Yeah, yeah.
So he will have Trigvi Olson with him, who is one of the senior advisors for the Lincoln Project. Highly encourage you to check out Todd's show. We are also going to be down there, mm-hmm, but we're going to be about a quarter of a mile north at Spaces Milwaukee, mm-hmm, and we have this fabulous, fabulous place available to us with this really nice balcony, and
should
be a really nice backdrop. So we're looking forward to that. And we will have some special guests as well. As I mentioned, we have Greg Treverton with National Security Leaders for America, who will join us on Monday to talk about what a second Donald Trump term would mean. And Donald Trump held a rally last night at his property at Doral and essentially said, yeah, I didn't really know anything about NATO. You're the one who said from the beginning that you wanted to withdraw from NATO.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know anything. That's so comforting when the leader of the free world just doesn't know.
Well, you know, he also thinks that women who have abortions should be punished. There has to be a punishment.
That's true.
There has to be a punishment, Jane. I don't know what that is, but there has to be one.
Joe Zepecki will be joining us for the entire second hour on Tuesday. Joe Zepecki, of course, a political consultant. He's done a lot of inside work. He will have many, many insights. Our colleague Jim Santel, who does Amicus, a law review on Saturdays, wonderful program. He's going to join us on Wednesday, and we're going to revisit again a couple of these recent Supreme Court decisions that, again, I think people miss because you're living your life and that there's nothing wrong, mm-hmm, with that. But especially about the court essentially giving Donald Trump and any president complete and total immunity to be decided on a case-by-case basis by the Supreme Court, though. That's kind of a little caveat.
Oh, there it is.
Just a little bit. Hoping to get Dr. Kristen Lai early on.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Hopefully for Thursday, we're shooting for that, just to talk about. Donald Trump has also said that he will withdraw or withhold all federal funding for any schools that have vaccine mandates. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's bring back smallpox.
Any vaccine mandates.
And, of course, Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area joins us every Friday at 10:30, so we may have some other special guests as well. But that's coming up on Matt Nair on Air for next week while we're at the Republican National Convention. Daily Show is going to be in town. I love those people so much.
Yeah.
Jordan Klepper says, after Donald Trump reportedly called Milwaukee a horrible city, Jordan Klepper says, we will not be denied. We will not move past this and let horrible city live on in people's minds. We will go to bars. We will go to nightclubs. We will drink your beer and eat your cheese and prove that horrible city is a false moniker. And they're doing tapings here as well.
Yes, they are. They're going to be, I think, at the Milwaukee Theater. I believe that's where they're going to be at. But yeah, they'll be here all week.
And you can actually go for free, but you do have to register.
Yes.
So if you want to, we'll try and find some links for you if you're interested in going to some of the Daily Show tapings. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that they're doing, which I just found this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel online, they're hosting In Dogcision 2024, Rescuing Democracy. It's a voter registration pet adoption event. It's going to happen July 14th in Cathedral Square Park downtown from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The free event designed to encourage fans to rescue dogs and democracy. They're going to have giveaways, doggy swag, pet adoptions, voter registration opportunities, meet and greet members of the Daily Show team.
Ooh.
I might just have to go.
There you go.
Wrap a big red bow around myself and find Jon Stewart and throw myself at his feet. It's just a thought.
All right.
In Dogcision 2024, July 14th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cathedral Square Park in downtown Milwaukee. Daily Show is going to be there. Speaking of pets.
Yes.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There is something wonderful you can do about pets. If you love animals, and we love animals here on Matt and Air on Air. All the details on the way. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
God, I love that song.
The Monkees. As we come back to Matt and Air on Air, Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, as we said right before we went to break. Some animal news. It's really important. We talked to them, in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, the past month at least.
Matic, which is Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control, they end up with more challenging pets than, say, other humane societies.
Yeah.
And surrenders and things like that. They do amazing work with the resources that they have. Very, very dedicated people. What they do is not a sexy job. I'm sure there's a lot of joy involved when you do manage to get a home for a pet. Mm-hmm. But it's a very stressful thing to do. And now they are just overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed with animals.
Yeah. Well, part of the thing too is she talked about how people will use Matic to as a boarding center.
Yeah, to go away for 2 weeks and then come back.
Yeah, it's just...
That's terrible. There are currently over 100 animals available for adoption at Matic. And in order to cut back on overcrowding, they've lowered adoption fees for all adoptable dogs to $4.
What?
Through this Sunday. $4. Typically, adoption fees range from $75 to $300.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's an enormous deal.
$4. Oh, my God.
All of their adoptable animals you can check out on their website. We will put a link into that in our show notes. The usual $12 licensing fee still applies. Adoption hours Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. $4 to adopt an animal. And they have dogs. They have cats. I think they have some small mammals.
I have a part in my body that says I will pay for 5 animals, including licensing fee. If you want an animal, I'll pay for it.
I'll go with you on that.
I mean, $4 that.
It's a, I mean, again, my friends, it's a long commitment.
It's a long
commitment. Please don't adopt an animal expecting this is going to be, it can be challenging.
These, as you said, these are challenging animals.
Some of them.
Yes.
Some of them. But one of the things that they want to do, if you can't adopt,
yeah,
then maybe you can foster.
Exactly.
Because the worst thing for these animals is to be in these really tight spaces.
Yeah.
Kind of hyping each other into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you have these large groups of dogs and cats. They only have so much space and they're kind of on top of each other. That way, they can get sick. They can spread things amongst each other. So maybe you can't adopt. Maybe you're not ready for that kind of commitment, which I completely understand. But consider fostering.
Yeah.
And you can even do it like for a weekend
mm-hmm.
and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And they'll work with you on that. Milwaukee County residents can take an adoptable dog home for a weekend sleepover.
Aww.
Through Maddox Weekenders Club program, Weekender dogs and their necessary food and equipment are picked up Friday evening. And then you keep the pet for the weekend and you bring it back to Maddox on Sunday. And of course, if you fall in love, adoption is an option.
If that happens, you can get it by the end of the week for $4, people.
$4.
I mean, that's just it's weird. I my dog is my dog, but every time I think about a pet, I just think about my dog and I just think about her beautiful brown eyes and just, I get sad when I close the door in front of her and she's just looking at me like, where are you going? I can't imagine all these animals being there and people, come on, if you can do it.
If you can do it.
If you can do it.
And again, with the seriousness that and accepting the responsibility that this entails, these animals can, my dog lived, I had my first dog, Pierce, lived to be 17 and a half.
Yeah.
Barkley was 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not talking about a 5-month commitment if you are going to adopt an animal. And no, you don't get to just drop them off at Maddox so you can go out of town for 2 weeks and use it as free doggy daycare while you're on vacation. That's infuriating.
Don't be that person ever.
Don't be that person.
I apologize. I cannot remember her name from Maddox who we spoke to. But you could hear the frustration in her voice having to do, because this isn't animal control. This isn't Humane Society. This is Maddox, and they
have to take them.
They have to take them.
Yes.
They can't even if they know that you're coming in with a scheme, they can't say no, and they just have to wait until Monday. If you can go in, and here's another idea too. If you want a shorter commitment, find yourself a senior animal, dog.
Yes.
Give them a comfortable, loving home for the next year, maybe two of their life, as you know, that sunset starts to go on them and they can be loved.
I worked with a woman who only adopted senior dogs with health issues.
Yeah.
And she said, it is my goal in life to give them the best, however many months they have.
Yeah.
This will be the best life.
That can be a shorter, if you want a shorter, and you're not dealing with puppy energy,
right?
You're not dealing with all that stuff. A lot of times they're already trained, so you're just giving them a home.
One of the officials at Maddox says, just to get them out of the shelter for a night or 5 days or just over the weekend really helps their behavior and health. Huh. They have stresses too.
Yeah.
So
yes.
they do. So again, consider either adopting $4 through Sunday at Maddox or fostering. Or doing a little weekender, sleepover.
Yeah.
Anything you could do to help would be fantastic. We will put all of this in the show notes. Takes Greg about an hour or so to do that after the show is over. And you can find all of the shows, all previous shows, on our website at civicmedia.us. So check that out as well. News is coming up next. When we return, we're talking all about Coob. Championships going on in Eau Claire right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find me a dog.
A dog here over Fido's spot.
My girl, my girl, no love, no how. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has.
35 bucks.
Okay. Huh? I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl? My girl don't love me no how. How?
Now,
now, brown cow. I think I'm gonna buy me a dog. Yes, sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna...